Calling all benders and non-benders alike. Jump into the epic world of Avatar with your favorite podcast, Avatar Braving the Elements. Hosted by me, Janet Varney.
And me, Dante Bosco. Each week we'll recap and discuss a new episode.
So come join us and our amazing guests, from creators to cast to superfans, to chat about all things Avatarverse.
It's Fire Nation time. Book of Fire. Let's go. Listen to Avatar Braving the Elements
wherever you get your podcasts.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Peter Parker to become the new Goblin. Scholastic beats Marvel and DC. Classic G.I. Joe compendium coming. This is Comic Book Club News for April 15, 2024. A while back, Marvel Comics teased that Peter Parker might become the new Goblin after being infected with Norman Osborn's sins. And then they took the sins out of him, so that didn't happen. To use a quote from Twin Peaks, it is happening again. And starting in Amazing Spider-Man number 50, Peter Parker will become the new... Spider-Goblin. Here's how Marvel plugs the event via a press release provided to Comic Book Club. Quote, Peter Parker carries the weight of Norman Osborn's sins and takes to the skies as the Spider-Goblin. Don't miss this mind-blazing moment in Peter and Norman's heavy history when Zeb Wells, Ed McGuinness, and Todd Knock kick off the all-new Easy Being Green arc in next month's Amazing Spider-Man number 50. The Spider-Goblin, really? That's what we're going with? Is officially revealed on the cover of ASM number 53, which will hit stores in July. In a blockbuster report over at The Beat, Heidi McDonald and Brian Hibbs have broken down graphic novel and trade paperback book sales in 2023. While there are many takeaways, and the enormous report is well worth reading, the big takeaway is Marvel and DC book sales don't even come close to comparing to Scholastic, or even other comic book publishers not considered the big two. Here are the key takeaways from McDonald's takeaways, because that's how the internet works. Dogman from Scholastic was the biggest seller, but overall, Scholastic sold 8.5 million copies of graphic novels last year, and holds 39% of the market. By comparison, Marvel and DC are less than 10% of the market, and that's both publishers culled together. In fact, Marvel had only one book in the top 750 sales, and DC was down 25% overall. Meanwhile, IDW's TMNT The Last Ronin sold 145,000 copies in 2023, more than any Marvel or DC book, and that was its second year on the chart. The other big takeaway, which I guess is different from a key takeaway, is that graphic novels aren't dead. Though the market dropped from when we were all trapped inside for the pandemic, instead of what we're currently doing, which is going outside and pretending the pandemic is not still happening. Graphic novel sales just shifted from Marvel and DC as other more traditional publishers are thriving. Manga continues to be strong, as do all ages books like those put out by Scholastic and others. So can Marvel and DC bounce back? Perhaps. Initiatives like DC's upcoming affordable digest-sized books are a step in the right direction to embrace the techniques that have worked for more traditional book publishers. However, the big two have a long way to go before they're as big as Scholastic. Spider-Man and Superman, it turns out, are no Dogman. Following up on that whole graphic novel thing we just talked about, part of the issue for Marvel, perhaps, is that they are regularly trounced by other publishers releasing collections of their material due to licensing agreements. So let's add another piece of potential evidence to the pile. Skybound, through Image Comics, will be releasing G.I. Joe, A Real American Hero Compendium Volume 1, which will begin to collect every issue of the classic Marvel Comics run. Said Sean Makiewicz, SVP publisher Skybound via press release, quote, "This compendium marks the beginning of Skybound collecting Hasbro's incredible backlist of G.I. Joe comics. G.I. Joe, A Real American Hero was my first comic, bursting with incredible characters and intense action. And it's a pleasure to reintroduce readers to the original Hasbro comics that hooked a generation of fans." To be fair, Skybound does currently publish the ongoing Larry Hama G.I. Joe comics, so this move makes sense. However, given the current fever for Joe through the Energon universe and upcoming theatrical movies, it's a bummer for Marvel that they won't be adding this collection to their backlist. But if you're a fan, you're probably just saying, "Yo, Joe, when can I buy this?" The volume will collect the first 50 issues of the series and hit stores on October 2nd. For Comic Book Club News, I'm Alex Zalbin. And when I was a kid, my mother always told me, "Don't become infected with another man's sins or you'll become a goblin." And now I know what she was talking about. Got tips or stories you'd like us to cover? Email us at comicbookclublive@gmail.com. For more comic book news, reviews, and interviews, check out comicbookclublive.com. Listen early and ad-free on patreon.com/comicbookclub.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.